This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 1st of November, 2022. The PM 40 closed down again for the second consecutive trading day at 48.09, down 25 points from the previous close. We'll be back to take a look at the day's top winners and losers right after these messages.
Did you know that the high-density extruder ram press from Seabright Products and Bright Technologies will outperform screw presses? Customer experiences show that the HD extruder, when used for dewatering coarse rejects and waste materials, delivers consistent superior results while only consuming about 20% of the annual maintenance costs. The folks at Seabright would love to help you improve your waste handling operations. Call 800-253-0532 for details or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923, or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
And we're back. The day's top gainer was Glatfelter, which closed at $2.98, up 5.3%. IT Tech Packaging also gained, closing at 4.3% at 72 cents. Other winners were Klabin, Stora Enso, and West Fraser. The biggest decliner was Clearwater Paper, closing at $37 even, down 16.9%. Sunoco also lost, closing down 5.6% to $58.60. Other decliners for the day were Mercer International, Quad Graphics, and RELX Group. You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2022, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.